50 years ago, a burning river mobilized a generation of environmental activism. Citizens pushed for new laws to regulate pollution, and our water and air has gotten cleaner. But significant environmental challenges remain, including climate change, habitat loss, and plastics pollution. In the final installment of Watershed, we meet some of today's environmental warriors and look at the road ahead.
I'm Jennifer Kahn.
I'm Jeff St. Clair.
And we're standing here at the banks of the Cuyahoga River.
Not too far from the spot where 50 years ago the Cuyahoga River burned. And it's really kind of cool here in the flats.
It actually smells nice. The river smells good.
It has been a pretty remarkable transformation.
I wonder if people ever dreamed that there would be a time that they would want to go down and spend a day by the side of the river.
I think like a lot of people, I didn't come down to the river, growing up too much.
That's City of Cleveland Sustainability Director Matt Gray. He says despite the river's cleanup, significant environmental challenges remain. And for him, it all boils down to two words.
Climate change, number one challenge we face locally, regionally, nationally, globally.
Though some deny its effects, Gray says there's no doubt change is happening here in Northeast Ohio.
I like to sum it up as warmer, wetter, and weirder.
Record high water levels in Lake Erie, heat waves, floods, droughts, and other extremes. Gray says fighting invisible carbon pollution is every bit as daunting as stopping the oil and sludge that once poisoned the Cuyahoga.
And so in many ways, it's much, much harder to solve. You can't just stop a few big polluters. In a way, the problem is us. It's all of us.
All of us contribute to a lifestyle that's unsustainable. That's according to Gina Burke, founder of the Greater Akron Innovation Network for Sustainability, or GAINS. GAINS holds workshops on building local food networks, reducing waste, or using renewable energy. Burke says the goal is to build a local economy.
Resource locally whatever you're doing, right? Forget this international, get it from China.
She sees business as a partner in environmental awareness.
Industry is the driver of sustainability.
Burke says all that's missing today is the political will.
We have the technology, we have the knowledge, we have the ability to do things, which we didn't have 50 years ago.
But Burke believes a new generation of environmental activists is pushing for change.
I saw that in two Shaker Heights high school students who helped organize climate protests in Cleveland earlier this year and are planning more for this fall. Chloe Friedland and Sophia Stein are among the millions of young people worldwide inspired by Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg.
I sat myself down on the ground outside the Swedish parliament. I school striked for the climate.
Friedland says time is running out.
Because we only have 11 years before climate change is irreversible, they say. So just looking at my whole future ahead of me, it's kind of wow, we should probably do something about that before it's too late.
Sophia Stein hopes today's student protests galvanize the same momentum seen a generation ago.
If we cause a big enough disruption in schools, in society, then they have to do something. They have no choice if kids are constantly skipping school because they really want to change.
Stein acknowledges that it can be an uphill battle.
You can't convince everyone, but as long as you can convince a certain number of people, then eventually it'll help, at least a little bit.
Now, these young people don't remember the Cuyahoga River fire or another event 50 years ago.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Just a month after the Cuyahoga River burned in his home state, astronaut Neil Armstrong stood 240,000 miles away, reading from a plaque.
Underneath it says, "Dear men from the planet Earth, first set foot upon the moon, July 1969.
But while reaching for the stars, we left behind a planet choking on industrial filth.
Today, we have new lunar ambitions and new challenges here on Earth.
The next decade may be a replay of half a century ago, as we make plans for new space exploration, while runaway carbon emissions could make large parts of our planet uninhabitable.
Maybe we're waiting for the next wake-up call. The burning river moment that reawakens a sense of a fragile planet in need of healing. For WKSU's Watershed, I'm Jennifer Kahn.
And I'm Jeff St. Clair.